Chapter 1. Packages.
Zzz, zzz.
I woke to the sound of my phone vibrating against my palm. Forcing crusted eyes open, I checked the message. Courier number 137. This is our third attempt to contact you. A high-value parcel is scheduled for drop-off today in 30 minutes. If you reject this job, you will be removed from the service. Are you available? Yes or no? Delivery payment, $350. Offer expiration, 5 minutes. My heartbeat thudded into my temples, threatening to bring the migraine back. Sitting up slowly, one hand on my forehead, I glanced at the window near the ceiling of my subterranean room. Orange street light shone through, backlighting streaks of rain. It's too early for this shit, I croaked, pulling my legs together and closing my eyes again. Inhale. Exhale. Gradually, the pain began to recede.
Zzz, zzz.
Courier number 137. This is our fourth attempt to contact you. A high-value parcel is scheduled for drop-off today in 28 minutes. If you reject this job, you will be removed from the service. Are you available? Yes or no. Delivery payment, $350. Offer expiration, 3 minutes.
Crash!
I felt the lance of pain before realizing what I'd done. My night lamp, a cheap thing Mom had gotten me from a thrift store, lay in shattered pieces against the wall. The tooth-grinding anger came with the pain. If they'd only given me a few more minutes, I'd be fine. Gotta behave like a normal person, I told myself. Mom and Dad need you to do this, Dean. I grabbed the phone and thumbed yes. Courier number 137. You are confirmed. Please proceed to Secure Airport Receiving Terminal C. Bring your ID. Your drop-off point will be tap for GPS. You have 27 minutes to collect the package. Warning. We are monitoring atmospheric anomalies and expect internet issues throughout the morning. Download backup coordinates using this button. Tapping the button to download the coordinates, I climbed out of bed and dressed. Since my job required discretion as well as an eye on security, my kit was simple. Durable black khaki pants with extra pockets and 2 shirts. Grabbing my all-weather jacket, which happened to be combat rated, I walked out of my room. My brother's door stood open across the hall from me. A poster on the front had a dramatic scene from some fantasy game, with a dude holding a sword to the sky on it. The words, "Honor above all," were stenciled across the top in an embossed, eye-jarring font. Seeing the poster dried my mouth. Walking over, I reached out, intending to close the door, but froze at the sight of his room. Someone, Mom probably, had left a table light on. It spilled cheerful, warm light across the small interior space. It was like it had been before the accident. Game stuff covered every surface, including the bookshelves. There was barely any room for the bed, much less a computer or personal belongings. Entire armies of miniatures crowded along the headboard, each hand-painted and meticulously posed. That was my brother, the geek. Had been my brother, I reminded myself.
Squeak!
I gripped the door handle too tightly, and the thin wooden frame was not happy about it. Forcing a calming breath, I closed the door and turned away. Walking down the hall away from our rooms, I made my way up the old metal stairs to the main floor.